All right, good morning, everyone. We're looking at a story entitled Saddleback Church Cancels Worship Services to Be Good Neighbor. Pastor Sean Harris coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Berean Baptist Church. That's Berean Baptist CH on Sermon Audio. Looking at a story out of Lake Forest, California. Lake Forest, California is the home of Saddleback Church. Saddleback Church is pastored by Rick Warren and an entire team of pastors attempts to care for this 20,000-member church, which is a number beyond nearly all of ours comprehension when it comes to church size. This article discusses the decision by the church, presumably by Pastor Warren, to cancel services on Saturday and Sunday. So both services that presumably were held Saturday night and then services held on Sunday are now canceled so that people can go and serve in the community and love your neighbor as yourself. In its 31-year history, the megachurch has canceled weekend services less than a handful of times, according to Warren. Church officials are hoping to mobilize Saddleback's base of 5,000 Bible study groups, which again is just a number beyond comprehension. When you consider 20,000, 5,000 Bible study groups, the purpose is for these small groups to perform their own chosen acts of kindness in their neighborhoods. So what should we think about this? Is this a good idea? Bad idea? Does the Bible give us clear guidance? What should we work through on this? Is this something that other churches should consider? Is this something that we should all consider adopting? Does the Bible give us some guidance on this? Well, I've been thinking about this all morning, from early this morning, thinking about it, mulling over what my response should be. Is this something that Berean Baptist Church should consider doing? Is it something that your church should consider doing? I wonder to myself, is this necessary? Are there other days of the week when this can be done? If this is necessary, how often should it be done? The decision is not easy. The Bible doesn't give us a clear scripture. The Bible tells us historically that on the first day of the week, the church met. It doesn't tell us they had two services. It doesn't tell us they had three services. It doesn't tell us they came back for evening services. Now we know that they did, in fact, have evening services. We know that there was a time that Paul was preaching in a man fell asleep and fell out the window. Of course, that could just as easily happen during the daytime. There's plenty of people that fall asleep in church every single Sunday, so that doesn't necessarily tell us that clearly there were two services. It could be that Paul was in town in the evening, any number of things. It's not specific enough. We wish it was. Quite frankly, I wish it was, you wish it was. We wish we were just told, meet on Sunday and Wednesday. We wish we had that definitiveness, guidance, don't ever miss a church service, or close once a month. But all these things are difficult. All these things are areas where we must be willing to respect the differences between one church and another church. We must be able to recognize that one church may come to a decision that another church may not. I struggle with the idea of suggesting that we need to close church in order to have acts of kindness. I struggle with the idea that we need to close church in order to work at a homeless shelter or take care of a family living in a hotel or minister to a military family stationed far away from home with house chores, is what the article makes reference to. Saddleback Church has a wonderful 30-year history of maximizing the Christmas season to fulfill God's call to love our neighbors. Well, we're commanded to love our neighbors 365 days a year. Oftentimes we use holidays and events, I guess, to motivate us, to encourage us to do this. But the truth of the matter is, we should do it all the time. There is a scripture that may have a little bit of application here. I'm not sure to what degree it does. I don't want to jerk it out of context. I want to be careful about that. But you will recall in John chapter 12 where Mary anoints the feet of Jesus, and there's quite a fit had about the money that was being spent or could have been spent otherwise on this costly ointment that is used in this incredible act of worship. And there's an indictment made that this money should have been spent to take care of the poor. And then Christ says this, verse 7, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always." What should I make of that? Is there application? Is there a principle there? Is there a lesson there that can draw from there? Could I draw from there that I've got 6 days to show acts of kindness, and the seventh day is the Lord's day, that it should be devoted to the Lord? And yet I know that the way I love the Lord is to love my neighbor. And so I certainly don't want to take away from that. I know that there's application to be drawn from that. And to love my neighbor is to love God. And yet there is something special about this act that Mary performs as a deliberate worshiping of the Lord. She could have taken that ointment and went any number of ways, and yet she worshiped the Lord with it. Now, the argument could be made that we don't have the Lord with us today in the same way that she had, and so the context of the scripture has limited application. If you want to argue that, I could understand that perspective. I certainly would not get into a great debate with you on that. But I would suggest to you that if I can close church once a year, why not once a month? Why not every other week? Why even assemble for church? Just show God's love on Sundays. And of course, this is what many people seem to claim. They claim this ability to love God outside of the local church. I love to go hunting, and so the person says, I worship God in the woods with my shotgun in my lap. And yet, is that really the same? Is that really the same as the collective assembly of the corporate body of Christ in a local church worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in song and prayer and offering and focused devotion on His Word? Is that really the same? I'm not sure. I certainly wouldn't want to set a precedent, nor would I want to give anyone the idea that skipping church is an alternative, an acceptable alternative. I don't need to go to this church Sunday or any church Sunday because I work at a homeless shelter every Sunday morning, and so that is the acceptable alternative. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that they're going down that road. I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form. But again, precedent matters, and I would be concerned about precedent. I don't have any of the answers. I will tell you that I would be much more comfortable with this idea if it was done on a necessitated reaction to a calamity. So if, for example, a community was struck with a storm of sorts, then the idea of closing the church or assembling at the church in order to then pray and launch into the city to clear timber or to rescue or to provide help would be certainly an acceptable thought in my mind. I have a little bit more concern when all that is being described here could be done at another time. For example, worship on Saturday and do your service on Sunday. Do your service on Saturday, worship on Sunday. Do your worship on Sunday morning, do your service on Sunday night, or any number of things in which the two were incorporated in a joint effort, that would of course, be very acceptable and well-pleasing. I guess the other thing that I was concerned with as I read the article, and of course it may not be an accurate rendering of the focus of the church, is the degree to which the gospel is going to be preached. Of course, that would be of great concern because we have a commission to, in fact, disciple converts and to preach the gospel and to declare the good news of a king that died for his people. And so the absence of the gospel in the article is of concern. Now, it could be that the article is not a fair rendering of what's happening and that this does have a great commission focus to it. But again, the question would become, why not do your great commission work 6.5 days of the other time? Certainly, the necessity is for a, at a bare minimum, a weekly assembly of God's people in a corporate sense, as clearly found in the New Testament church and patterned after the requirement from the Lord for his people in the Old Covenant to assemble weekly on a Sabbath day and to worship the Lord and to focus on God. So I would say to you that I believe that that would still hold true even today. Well, I hope this has been helpful as we've thought through the difficulty of this. In no way, shape, or form are we trying to criticize the decision of Saddleback. They have a freedom as a local church to make a decision and to execute programs and ministry as they see fit. This was more of a discussion as to how other pastors and leaders and elders of churches might need to think through this for their own congregation. For surely if Saddleback does it, others will suggest that their church does it as well. So it might be helpful to begin thinking through how we should react to these kind of suggestions that the church would do this. And then the question would be how often and in what degree. And so I pray that you will think through this. And if someone has a helpful idea that the scripture says, I pray you'll put a comment down on Sermon Audio. So I surely will be looking for the comments myself and thoughts that others may have on this. Have a good day.